From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Dale Throneberry.
Good morning and welcome to Veterans Radio on this beautiful morning in Michigan. The song of the turtle has arrived. Spring training and baseball is going on. And another sure sign of spring is the Dairy
Queen. Go Tigers!
Another sure sign of spring is the Dairy Queen opens today. So we're all set out here in beautiful Michigan where we got more snow last night, but hopefully all of you around the country are seeing the sunshine and spring is gonna be here and we know it. Again, as I mentioned, my name is Dale Throneberry. I get to be your host today on Veterans Radio. Joining me in the control room is my air boss, Bob Gould.
Let's hear it for the airborne.
Here for the airborne. Hoo-wah. There they go. 101st all the way, right, Bob? I know you had breakfast with a guy from the 101st this morning.
You got that, baby.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. But we're not going to be talking about the 101st Airborne today. Today is a really personal program, actually, for me. We're going to be taking a look at the United States Coast Guard, one of the oldest military organizations, founded in 1790. We've got a historian on board. We've got public relations people on board that are going to be talking about the Coast Guard and their mission and their history. And then in the second half of the program, we've got a couple of Coast Guard men from World War II, and one that is going to be very special for me is somebody that actually served with my father during World War II on an LST out in the Pacific, involved in the invasions of Iwo Jima and Guadalcanal. I mean, not Guadalcanal in this case, but Okinawa. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I'm anxious to talk with Mr. Boone again. I talked with him yesterday, and it's interesting to find out, you know, what your dad had done. You know, especially when you didn't get an opportunity to talk to him too much about, this greatest generation. They don't talk a whole lot about what they did during World War II, and that's because of their modesty. And I guess they figured that everybody else did it, so why not? Joining us at just a moment will be, our cause of the day, I guess you could say. And our cause of the day guest is Rick Briggs. Rick, and I understand you're going to be right on the air right now. Morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Rick is a retired Air Force major, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
No blue.
That's true. But you've got a cause, and we need to talk about that cause because it's really important. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization, Rick?
Well, I'm the Veterans Program Director for the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, and we're helping the troops that are returning with a traumatic brain injury. As you probably recall, about a year ago, I was on your program. We did a nice little stint on Operation Helmet and all of their efforts to secure ballistic liner upgrade kits for the troops. And Doc Meters and all the wonderful people across the country did a wonderful job with that. And they outfitted, I want to say it's around 37,000 kits. And these ballistic liners helped reduce the shockwave, the ballistic shockwave from the IED and VBED attacks, and by up to 60%, which is wonderful. My son just got back from Iraq. He did a tour up there, and all of them were outfitted with these ballistic liners, and 182 went over and 182 came back.
That's even better. Good. Welcome home to your son.
Yeah, and what we are experiencing is a high injury rate. As you've probably heard, they're looking at about 16 injuries to every one KIA, so quite a bit higher success rate keeping the troops alive over what it was in Vietnam. But on the tail end of that, we have to ensure we're providing the health care and the rehabilitation these guys and gals need, and that's what our mission is.
Well, and you've got some fundraisers coming up, I know, and some other activities that you're trying to promote to get people to come out and understand that these traumatic brain injuries are going to probably be the number one physical injury that occurs to these people coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, they call it the signature wound of the War of Terror. It is an invisible wound. You can look at an individual and not tell they've sustained a brain injury. But, you know, for the civilian counterpart, traumatic brain injury, or TBIs as we refer to them, is a huge epidemic on a national scale. Just to put it in perspective, if you took breast cancer, HIV, AIDS, multiple sclerosis, and spinal cord injury and combined them, and multiplied that number by six. That's how big it is on a national scale. And that does not include shaken babies, and it does not include our returning veterans. So, you know, this is huge. In the state of Michigan, we're looking at about 45 to 48,000 TBIs in a year. So it's quite a bit more prevalent than a lot of people realize. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you to describe a TBI. This is sort of where you get your head knocked against something and your brain rattles around in there.
Right, absolutely. The brain is actually a little bit smaller than the skull, and of course the inside of the skull has these crevices and so on, and the brain does slosh around in there somewhat. And a traumatic brain injury is actually a physical assault to the brain. It's an impact. And where post-traumatic stress disorder, I know you guys have talked about that, PTSD, that's a psychological response to a stressor-induced activity, where a TBI is actually a physical injury.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some rehabilitation things that can go on. I know a large part of your audience probably saw the Bob Woodruff story.
Right. Can you... I was on your website the other day, and there's a lot of great information on there. Could you kind of give that a little plug so people can go on and find out a little bit more about it, and also maybe how they can help you guys out?
Absolutely. Our website is BIAMI. It's like Miami with a B, as in Bravo. That's Bravo India Alpha Mike India .org. And BIAMI stands for Brain Injury Association of Michigan, and they can go right in there and they can see our activities. We have a wonderful appreciation day kind of thing coming up. We have what we call Tips Up for the Troops. It's a fishing charity event. It's going to be held about 10 miles east of Brighton, Michigan, right off of I-96, June 14th on Saturday. It's an all-day event, public invited. We're going to have all kinds of stuff, a 2K and a 5K walk, bicycling, beach, canoeing. We're hoping to get a couple hot air balloons out there to give some free rides to some lucky people we draw the names on. And we have a farm center. They can go and see a real live farm in production, a nature center. Of course, the fishing tournament going on for the guys. And having a pig roast. I just had a pig donated yesterday. So things are going very well in that venue.
Well, I think that's great, Rick. I want to thank you for being on Veterans Radio, and we'll get this information up on our website as soon as we can. Again, if you want more information on this, they can go to www.biami.org. Or is there a phone number they can reach you at, Rick?
Yes, there is. It's 810-229-5880.
That's 810-229-5880. Rick Briggs, thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Bob, I'm so happy to welcome Rick's son home from Iraq, and we've got some other people to welcome home.
We've kind of been watching him over the last year because he was on the show last year,
right.
Rick Briggs. Mm-hmm. By the way, isn't this our first anniversary here at Ave Maria?
Pretty close.
First week of March?
That's true.
I think it is.
Happy anniversary to us.
Well, we want to thank Mr. Monahan, Mr. Mike Jones, Mr. Steve Clark,
and all the people here at Ave Maria
person,
Radio.
It's
given us a great opportunity.
Henry Root and all the folks that got us started. And we've had a very successful, and I'll leave it up to you, but we're going to be bringing on a new affiliate, eh?
We've been talking to a number of people. Raging Cajuns down there.
We've
been talking to Louisiana.
Bigger and bigger. We'll rule the world soon.
We're really excited about the possibility of picking up some affiliates. And by the way, I guess I'll give this a plug right now. If you do have a station nearby, or if you're listening to us on the internet and you'd like to be able to pick us up on a broadcast station, give us the name of the program manager there, and we'll get in touch with them because they can get
our
this program.
Our operations person will
get our operations help. Person, also our air boss today, will get a hold of them, and we will be talking to them about carrying Veterans Radio around the country. We're very excited about these opportunities given to us by Ave Maria Radio to have satellite capabilities. We have internet capabilities. We have any you want the show, we'll get it to you. And now I'm going to do a little segue into our Welcome Home segment.
Okay, thanks, Dale. Welcome home. Each week on Veterans Radio, we welcome home servicemen and women who, in the service of our country, have been stationed around the world. Dateline, Fort Drum, New York. The 150 soldiers of the 543rd Military Police Company stepped on Fort Drum for the first time in 15 months. They have been hard at work in Iraq. Dateline, Minnesota. A welcome home ceremony is scheduled for returning members of the National Guard, 147th Personnel Services Battalion. And that's a welcome home ceremony that was scheduled for they have been on active duty for more than a year in Afghanistan, Kuwait. Oh, boy. I can't do this one. Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan. Hmm? Gotta be. Whatever that is. And Qatar. Mm-hmm. Dateline, El Paso, Texas. The 3rd Battalion, 43rd Air Defense Artillery, 11th ADA Brigade, returned home recently from the Middle East. Dateline, Philadelphia, PA. The Willow Grove Naval Air Station honored 27 soldiers of the 2nd Battalion, 288th Aviation Regiment, who returned this year from Iraq. Welcome Home is sponsored each week by the Marine Scholars Program of Ave Maria University. For more information regarding the Marine Scholar Program, visit them online at avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. That's Assistant Director of Admissions, 239-280-2552.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University by combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill. The benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.